It's a long way down. Yeah, yeah. It's a long way down. Oh, 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 oh. It's a long way down. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I hope it burns like hell.
Welcome back, everyone, to Shoot the Messenger 2, your source for comedy good time fun. This is part two of my conversation with Rocco Solomon Fiore. We got a little bit deeper into our bottles of bourbon and the bullshit spewed, so please, sit back and enjoy.
Thumbs up or thumbs down for jerking off?
Thumbs up.
I'll allow it. Cheers.
One more. One more!
How long have you been a singer?
Oh, never.
Never sang in a band or nothing? Just a harmonica?
Nope. Yeah, harmonica, and I did mean karaoke.
I'm terrible at karaoke. Karaoke? I think the booze is starting to kick in.
So here they go, karaoke. And they almost level you, brown belt, white belt, green belt. Oh, my bella. He has a green belt in karaoke. They
really?
Roll. They'll roll. It's not karaoke. Nobody sings karaoke. Karaoke. And they roll that shit.
These are all the things I need to do before I get onto the train to Hawaii. Do you like the ocean?
I love the ocean. It healed me. That's the spot. That's why I can't leave. It's amazing. It's really good, man.
I've been in the ocean 3 times. Next song. Let's see if I can reach into the bag of tricks and see if I have everything in this little notebook. I feel like I should make you say something stupid.
Yeah, do it.
Have you been listening to music lately?
Not really. I haven't listened to music or watched TV in like 19 years. It's fucked up.
You probably don't know about the song called WAP.
I do. I know from, I do social media. I'm a WAP.
I know my wife was talking to me about it. She's like, what's a WAP? I'm like, well, that's a very, it's a slang word for Italians.
Right.
Then we had to look it up. Do you know what WAP means? Can you tell me what WAP means?
Well, so, previous to Cardi B, I'm going to give you a history of WAP.
All right.
So, previous to Cardi B, WAP meant the sound that it makes when shit hits the wall. WAP.
Okay.
But post Cardi B, it's a what else P word. And then now I'm jumping on the what's his name? Ben Shapiro. Ben Shapiro caught a bunch of shit.
What do you do?
What's that?
What did he do?
Well, he just said that his wife said that a WAP was like a problem in your downstairs.
So he got in trouble.
Oh, everybody just tore him up, which I think is funny.
Well, let's see if you like this then. What's a WASP? WASP.
A what?
WASP. Wet-ass sheep pussy. That's for the North Dakotans. Not that I have anything against North Dakotans. I'm starting a new segment here. We're getting a weather update. Jim, just calling for a weather update.
Okay. Forecast or what's going on right now?
What's going on right now?
It's pretty smoky and it's kind of dark.
Well, you know what they say, Jim.
And it's 60 degrees too. They say a lot. When it's smoky and dark, watch your backside, watch your cornhole. Right. Peter Man.
Saul, I was talking to Saul on the podcast, and I was doing an interview of a, I'm doing a weather segment with Jim.
Oh, yeah. Damn it.
He just hung up.
And he hung up on you?
He's my first walk-off.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Not really.
I guess I did, too. Well, partly because I couldn't hear you. Well, I guess I need my latest YouTube video.
Something like that. Oh, I got Saul back. You want to tell Saul the weather again?
Okay. Do I have to say hi to Saul? Hey, Saul, it's Jim.
Hey, what's up? I got the weather.
It's 60 degrees and it's dark out.
It's 60 and dark. All right.
All right. Well, this will be.
Do you not get the pleasure of seeing me too?
Nope. I don't let Jim see people.
Yeah. Oh, hey, wait. Who am I talking to?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, I'm just talking on the phone, Saul.
All right. You know what? Only my closest friends and family call me Saul.
Oh, okay.
You got to call him Sir.
No, my name's Rocco, motherfuckers.
Okay, this is going to be a good one, Tom. I can tell right now.
Is that Cade?
No, this is Jim.
Jim who? Oh, I'm sorry, Jim. I didn't mean to disrespect you.
All right, guys, have a good show. Talk to you later. It's dark and smoky.
My disrespect was only meant for Cade.
All right.
See you tomorrow.
Later. Yeah. What you got on your shoulder there, pal?
Oh, ice beef.
Organic ground beef from Costco.
That's right.
How much does that shit cost you from on the island?
Actually, Costco's the best, man. Costco saves us. So it's like 10% up from regular Costco price, which everything else is like 85% up. So, oh, you go to the Costco, rah. You gotta hook that fuck up.
Costco's important.
Oh, Costco's everything. Costco is life. I talk about wanting to move somewhere else and work at Costco just because Costco, I should be a commercial for Costco.
You want to do a commercial for Costco right now?
Costco, come to us and we will give you what you need. And your employees are paid what they deserve.
That was beautiful. Well, it's right to the fucking point.
They do great, man. It's a good company. It allows like a regular citizen to live a regular life, you know? There's a lot of hard times out here. Like, everybody has to push really hard. You have no idea. Like, out here, what I do, I make 80 grand a year running a car wash, and I live in a camper. Like, you can't do it. If you did what I did.
Nah, 80 grand's nothing to shake a stick at.
No, but it that's what it takes is what's fucked up.
Want to play rock, paper, scissors?
Sure.
Wait, is your arm okay?
No, I'll use my other arm.
Okay, ready? Rock.
Hold on, let me think. All right, I'm ready.
Rock. Paper, scissors, shoot.
Oh, fuck.
You're done. All right, so I guess it's my turn. I've been to Costco 5 times. It was a very beautiful store. And the only thing I could hope for more is that I get sponsored by Costco now and that you get to work there as their senior VP. That's my new dream for my life and yours.
Well, and that's kind of... that's like the push that I put on everything. I'm like, well, so the car wash paid me $80,000 a year. So I expect you to pay me $80,000 a year. And I'm just going to like return items that were faulty and put stuff on the shelf. And you guys need to deal with the rest of it. You guys take all the risk. All I do is like take, I put some alcohol on a shelf, and then I put some, there's like toilet paper. What else goes on the shelf? Things that go on the shelf. But like shitty merchandise, it's not even that, not that complicated. So I take, there's like foot pea soup that comes in cans, and I put these cans out. I'm a forklift operator, okay? You understand? Do you not understand that I have a forklift operator license? What are you going to do without me, Costco?
Well, probably get a lot less shit done. I think they're ready for you, pal. You look ready. You sound ready.
I'm ready. My secret stallion, what I want to do is I'm going to get a Costco job. I'm going to be like, oh, well, I'm from Hawaii, don't you know, Costco and life.
Costco life is good. What's going on out there, pal? You got some sirens going on.
Oh, fuck that. That just means one howly fucking, oh, I didn't know what happened. I went and fall off my surfboard and split my throat.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, there's tragedies every day.
Yeah, that sucks. But at least you got a good bunch of meat on your shoulder.
Oh, yeah.
You doing that because you're hot, or you're doing that because you have a bad shoulder?
Oh, no, I'm just hot.
That's fucking great. Fucking hilarious. No, you disappeared for a little while. Is that just to go get your produce and throw it on your shoulders?
Yeah.
Thought maybe the wasp thing might have pissed you off, and so you just said, fuck it.
That a wasp. That's a wasp.
The controversy continues. It's a very different story in Hawaii.
And why we don't care. You are what you are.
Well, I feel like that I need some sort of like a Hawaiian philosophy coming from you, man. You got any good sayings or?
Yeah. So pono is the main thing. So if you live your life pono, if you do what you should do, being pono means
exactly.
Exactly.
Pono.
No, being pono means doing what is right. You can say one more.
I can say one more?
No, you didn't say one more.
Oh, one more. Are you all out yet?
I'm almost all out. Here we go. Yarr!
Maybe the pono life is the way for me too, my friend. You still there, buddy?
Yeah, I'm working on it. Can you see my ugly ass?
No. I think you turned off your camera.
Yeah, my phone's talking shit.
And I lost Saul one more time, but I guess all the rest of you need to refer to him as Rocco. There he is. He's back. Oh, look at that. He's back.
All right.
Welcome back.
So, yeah. Yep. That's it.
You killed it.
Killed it.
How are you feeling right now?
I'm fucking drunk. How are you feeling?
I'm getting there.
All right. One more.
One more.
Here's my wife.
What are you doing?
I'm cooling myself down with it. Here. Hey, Tom. Why don't you take a look at my beautiful wife?
Hi, nice to meet you. How are you?
Oh, yeah, she's super hot. There's only a backlit version of... Trust me, whatever you see on camera, she's like 10 times hotter than that. Ooh, shit.
I'm so jealous.
Thank you for letting me borrow your husband. So now's your opportunity to share a story about him. I need a good story. I haven't heard anything from the grapevine about good old Saul here for quite some time.
That's fine.
Look at him. You walked in with your husband talking to a man from Montana with a bunch of meat on his shoulder. There's got to be some questions at least.
I'm sure he just worked a little too hard today.
Oh.
Love you, baby.
Oh, look at that. That's love.
It is love.
She's pretty great.
And our child.
All right, I'll be in soon, baby.
Okay.
Another 2 hours or so. We got to get into the deep stuff now. Nice to meet you.
One more?
What?
Oh, I already drank all mine.
Yeah, I'm sorry, pal. Is it rude to drink in front of you?
Tom, why are you such a pussy?
Well, I feel triggered now and insulted.
I was just kidding. I didn't mean it. Honestly, I felt like you were hitting harder than I was. I felt like the weak link. I didn't want to do that, so...
Don't ever shit on yourself. You're strong and you're powerful. You're smart. You're funny. You got a beautiful wife. You don't even have a chip on your shoulder. You have meat on your shoulder. So
right?
you're fucking killing it right now, Saul.
Good.
I kind of feel like I should probably go get some meat on my shoulder too. Whoa, but I don't want to go elk hunting with you.
No, we should go elk hunting. That's what should happen. That would be good.
Do you do any fishing out on the ocean?
No. I have a boat, but I sailed it and I fish, but like I don't feel comfortable fishing here. It's so much different. Like there's so much shit in the ocean that you don't know what it is.
Like what?
Oh, anything. Whatever bites to your hook. And you pull it up and you're like, what the fuck is this?
Like fucking weird ass fish or dangerous ass fish?
Oh, like you might pull it up and like everything that is on it that you touch will kill you. Or not. What's fucked up is everything that you can eat is good. Like if you eat it, you're fine. If you can't eat it, you're going to die.
Yeah, that's not a good philosophy for fishing, I suppose.
Yeah, it trips me out. I have a hard time with it. Good to see you.
Yeah, man. I'm glad that we got to talk today.
Hell yeah.
Been a lot of fun.
Definitely. I've been
needing to reach out to people that I've lost contact with because.
Yeah, I know. It's like it feels better to make contact with people that you care to keep in contact with.
Yeah. Like you and me, we never really hung out that much.
Yeah. Like for me, Eureka's territory. So like you were just in because of where you live.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm like, all right, you're one of those fucks that are up that way.
Yep.
Like, we rode bikes. I rode a bike from fucking Terriel to there. And I don't know.
Yeah, I can remember all the stupid shit I used to do there. And going out and stealing beers from friends, parents that were, you know, because I lived way out in the boonies, like 8 miles outside of town, and then 2 miles up in the fucking middle of the woods. And so we'd fucking.
That's what made you great. That's the thing. Like, it's like, oh, these guys are out in the middle of nowhere. Like, that's the ones you want to hang out with.
Yeah, I got the. One of the greatest Eureka stories I got was with Cade and I can mention their names, Cade and Casey. But they hit an 18 pack in the middle of the woods and they drove up to my house because they all wanted to go camping, but my parents knew we were up to something. So they didn't let me go camping, but they agreed that we could set up camp in my backyard. And so we did. They hid the 18 pack in the woods. Waited for all the parents' lights to go off in the house, and we walked down the middle of fucking woods. You know, there's fucking grizzly bears, fucking black bears, cougars everywhere. We're just fucking walking around. We find the 18-pack we hid, drank all but two of them, and walked back to the house as shit-faced, just laughing, throwing beer cans like idiots and assholes. And Casey has a beer left, and me and Cade both puke because we were just chugging beers. Casey's like, ah, you guys are a bunch of pussies, man. And I'm going to save this beer for the tent. And he fucking ended up going back to the house. And Casey finished the beer in the tent. We all pass out. And I wake up in the morning. The sun's already beaten. I can just hear someone walking outside of the tent. It's my dad. I open it up. I look over at Casey. He's just covered in puke. I'm like, fuck, dude. What are we going to do? So I walk out. My dad's like, Tom, you guys been drinking? No.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, we've been drinking.
Not.
Yep, so we got in big trouble over that one. The good old drinking days. It was pretty wily up there, pal. Looking back at it, it was Wild West. Cheers.
Cheers. I'm out of fucking whiskey.
I'm getting down there, man. I had about halfway on that bottle. Yeah, Eureka, man. I loved it up there and I hated it up there, you know?
Hell yeah. I totally get that. Like, that's the reality of the situation. Like, you love it and you hate it. Like, it deserves both. You revere it as great, but at the same time, it sucks.
Yeah, it's not an easy place for a teenager to grow up.
Not at all. But if same time, like, there's a lot worse places to grow up. That's
absolutely
up. Like, I judge everybody that I meet like, you should have this kind of character. Like, oh, you need to have the kind of character that grows up in this kind of place. And it's like, well,
yeah, to not know the freedom of growing up in a true small town is something I've thought as an injustice for my daughter. It's like, think of, like, I could just jump on a fucking bike, go out in the middle of the woods whenever the fuck I wanted. Here it's like, I've got to worry about, is there a goddamn child molester down the street? Where's all the registered sex offenders in this town, you know? Up in Eureka, they're all kind of in one spot. You don't have to worry so much.
Right? You know who they are.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's just a weird thing having a kid. And I just, like, my instinct is to kind of take her to another small town situation. That's what I want, but Lord knows there's no opportunities for work there.
The other thing is, like, there's no opportunity. Like, yeah. Just, it's dangerous. Life is dangerous. It's idiocracy, man. That's what it is. We live in that movie.
Well, I'm thoroughly convinced it's going to take at least two generations of older folks to die off before we kind of get some normalcy. Oh, I'm talking political now, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
When are we going to figure out that 70-year-old white guys aren't really great at running countries?
Right. Well, but that's all that's ever run the country, so how can it be wrong?
Right? I might just be a middle-class white man, but what
you
can I say?
Do you know who Joe Jorgensen is?
I do.
Okay.
She's the libertarian candidate for presidency.
Yeah. Like, just getting 5%. She doesn't have to win. 5% makes a big difference. I feel like the duopathy needs to end.
The what?
Like, oh, duopoly. Like, so it's like everything hanging in contingent because you're either right or you're left. But they're both so extreme. Why you gotta be so extreme? Why don't you just meet in the middle?
It makes no sense to me either.
There.
What you hearing out there? Is there a bird, pretty bird running around?
Oh, no. She's just opening the car doors, I'm sure. So you open up for me, baby.
Did she bring you water?
Yeah. She did.
Nice work. Let's hear the weather report.
Oh, humid, sunny, beautiful sunset. What was it going to be? 85 right now?
Now, maybe. Then, like in the 90s. She's pretty amazing.
I'm glad you're happy, man. That's good.
Yeah, that's the best. So, I mean, she's not the mother of the 90-year-old, but whatever.
Yeah, man. Life takes many twists and turns, and you find yourself down the right path eventually.
You gotta learn from it. Is my thing. Like, I learned from it.
That's good. I've learned nothing.
Well, I'm still 18, though.
Yeah. That's all right. I'm 19, so I'm a year older than you, so I know more. So if you need any answers, you can ask me anything. Go ahead. What you got? What do you need to know? I can solve any problem. Any problem. You know, I'm running for president in 2024.
I'll vote for you.
Yeah. It's going to be me and this guy named Rob. His last name is Morrow, and it's going to be Vote for Tom Morrow. It's beautiful. We're going to be going under the happy birthday party. Just in case Kanye goes under the birthday party. Because I got to be able to beat him, too. I've got plans, man. Never said they'd make it, but I got plans.
I'll vote for you.
That went off on a tangent.
All right, Tom. I got to go.
No, that's cool, man. Thanks for coming and talking with me, pal.
Oh, yeah, it was fun. I had a good time.
Yeah, well, we'll have to talk more often, dude.
Yeah.
Keep in touch.
I'd love to go hunting with you.
Yeah, I am. Either way, it's going to be on the island, or if you come up to Montana again, just let me know.
Yeah, cool. If you can make it out here, I will make sure we can shoot something.
Right on, man. Thanks for talking, dude.
All right. Have a good night.
Stay safe out there, pal.
Thanks again for listening to Shoot the Messenger 2. I'd like to take this time to thank Just James and Battle Stations for providing the theme music. Also, please remember to like, subscribe, and leave a review of this podcast. And if you really liked it, tell a friend. If you hated it, well, whatever. Sorry. I tried.